where does this fit in terms of painting the picture of the story of one's family?
There are records that we have on Ancestry.com that help you build a family tree and trace one generation to the next. But records such as these from prisons where lots of information was kept, photos were taken, information shared on both pre- and post-incarceration, you can build a picture of an individual and what they went through at a scale that is much larger and greater and more interesting than some of the other records that do help you get from one generation to the next.
How was it negotiating for these records? Was it a challenge, or did the officials kind of see the value of it right away?
We've had an ongoing partnership with the National Archives for a number of years, and so for them, these are often their most requested records. So for purposes of preservation and access, these were collections that the National Archives were very interested in getting digitized and made more broadly available.
So there's a benefit for them as well, because they know that these records are going to live on in a digital format, and that kind of takes the burden off them. Is that it?
That's correct. They themselves have created some of the indexes and provided them to us. It's the access as well that they're very interested in. The more that they can expose these records to the public, the greater use the public then has for the National Archives.
Why Alcatraz?
Alcatraz, Leavenworth, Atlanta and McNeil Island were all federal penitentiaries around the turn of the century, and Alcatraz started up in 1934. So those four institutions really housed the top criminals of the time, and Alcatraz really was the prison that housed those prisoners who maybe had life too comfortable in the other prisons, such as Al Capone. He became too cozy in Leavenworth, and so they ended up sending him to Alcatraz as the place of all places to go as a criminal.
So what are people to make of this? I mean, if I start to build my family tree and I discover that there's some relative who ended up in Alcatraz because he ripped the mayor's liver out or whatever, did some heinous thing, I mean, what reaction do you expect people to have when they realize they have relatives that were stuck at the Rock?
I think what we've found, if we look at records that we've published from Australia, the fact that Australians now have convict ancestors have become more of an interesting family topic to discuss, and we think that that will be true with these records as well from all of these federal penitentiaries, that it will become a discussion point. Maybe not the person that you would talk around at the dinner table, but maybe at the family barbecue you would discuss some of the interesting stories, and maybe one of your ancestors wasn't as notorious as Al Capone, but you could find out that they rub shoulders in the same place.